as shouts of Hosanna, and blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, echoed in the hearts of Jesus and his devoted followers, it came time for the Passover feast. Jesus gathered the disciples in a specially prepared room and said to them,
I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Jesus took the cup, and after giving thanks, he said, Take this and divide it among you. I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took a loaf of bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
Then Jesus got up, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After pouring water into a basin, he began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him.
When he had finished, he asked them, Do you understand what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. But I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is the messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
After sharing these tender moments with his disciples, Jesus, being deeply troubled in spirit, said, I tell you the truth, one of you is going to betray me. Then dipping the piece of bread as a sign, he gave it to Judas Iscariot. What you are about to do, do quickly. He told him, with that instruction, Judas departed into the night.
The master also told Peter that before the rooster crowed, he would deny three times that he knew Jesus. But Peter said vehemently, Even if it means I must die with you, I will never deny you. All of the others said the same.
Then they departed to a place called Gethsemane. Jesus said to his disciples, Sit here while I pray. In those compelling moments of deep and personal prayer, the heart and wondrous love of Jesus was fully revealed to God and to the world.
Holy Father, glorify your Son.
said, "My prayer is not for my disciples alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you."
When Jesus had finished praying, he and his disciples left, crossing the Kidron Valley. They went to an olive grove where they often met. Judas, leading a detachment of soldiers and officials from the chief priests and Pharisees, met them, and there they arrested Jesus.
They took Jesus before Caiaphas, the high priest, and then before Pilate, the Roman governor. After the Inquisition, Pilate responded to Jesus' accusers, "I find no basis for a charge against him." But the crowd refused to accept Pilate's verdict. "Crucify him! Crucify him!" they shouted. Finally, Pilate, succumbing to the pressure of the crowd, handed Jesus over to be crucified.
So the soldiers took Jesus, and carrying the cross himself, they led him to the place of the skull called Golgotha. There he was crucified.
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "It is finished." Then he breathed his last.
The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this man was innocent." After the crowds who had gathered there witnessed the execution, they returned to their homes in anguish. Those who knew Jesus stood at a distance watching all of these things.